What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. This is episode 102. Was actually going to take a break for a week, but I don't know, man. I've never took a break for a whole week in my entire life, I don't think. I know I haven't in the last 10 years, so it's not an easy thing to do for me when I'm used to just constantly working and constantly, you know, grinding. Before we get started, hit that click now subscribe button in the right-hand corner. Hit that like if you're on Facebook. Hit that follow on Instagram. And hit that Rumble if you're on Rumble. We just actually started uploading the content to Rumble. So our video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram TV, and Rumble. And I'll take the pre-recorded and also stream it on three of my Twitter accounts. Paul Pickett Podcast, Promo Palace, LLC, and usually the Indie Castle. Twitter as well. The audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. You can Google Paul Pickett Podcast, PaulPickett Podcast, and you'll see dozens of sites pop up. This, don't forget that this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, or your service, please check out promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover and you're a cat lover and you like t-shirts and hoodies with dogs and cats on them and sweatshirts as well, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. That's newlitter.com. We also got apparel for your dogs to wear, like dog bandanas. And we got dog tags as well. And other things for dogs and whatnot, like dog water bowls and whatnot. Last but not least, for Shizzle, I got to shout out Dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. Just add ice, Dizzle on ice. Step into the future, do your Dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and more. And as you see, got a Dizzle right here. All right, let me pull up my scores from last night. Pulling up the NBA first. And Klay Thompson made his return last night for the Golden State Warriors and put up 17. Brooklyn beat San Antonio. Clippers beat Atlanta. Atlanta's really struggling this year. I mean, they were my team last year, and they were so exciting. Made it to the Eastern Conference. And I really had big hopes for them this year, but they're really struggling. Washington Wizards beat Orlando. Toronto beat New Orleans Pelicans. Minnesota crushed Houston Rockets. Denver barely beat OKC. OKC's actually been balling this year. Chicago lost to Dallas, which can happen. You got Luka and the boys. Golden State beat Cleveland. And let's see. Hold up. Golden State beat Cleveland. Portland beat the Kings, and Lakers lost to Memphis. I hate to say it, man. Memphis is better than Lakers right now. The Memphis Grizzlies is better than Lakers right now. Of course, there's no Anthony Davis playing. You still haven't had Kendrick Nunn, Trevor Ariza. You know, there's still been like two or three dudes that really ain't even played pretty much all year long, you know. But, yeah, let me go over my Paul's power picks real quick. See what we got for y'all. Number one. Back in number one again, Golden State Warriors. They got Klay back, too. Wiseman should be coming back soon. Even if Wiseman don't come back, man, just the fact that Klay's back and they're number one in the West and number one in the NBA with record says a lot. Number two, Phoenix Suns. I mean, you know, what more can I say, man? I mean, they got one of the best big threes in the NBA with Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and Chris Paul, CP3. So there's that. Number three, Chicago Bulls. The Bulls, I mean, what more can I say? Two players averaging over 25 a game and, like, over four rebounds and four assists a game, if I'm not mistaken. Brooklyn Nets is number 4. And number 5, the Miami Heat. And that could flip-flop. It could be the Bucks. I think the Bucks is just quietly under the radar. And the Sixers are starting to come back up to life. They're number 5 right now with no Ben Simmons, with all the injuries and the health and safety protocols they've had to play this out. That's crazy amazing. I mean, Boston should be doing way better than the Sixers, when really the catalyst for the Sixers has been Embiid all year long, and Embiid is amazing. So that's my power picks for the NBA. All right, let's go to these NFL games last night. And what's crazy is I actually got the Jacksonville game right, and a couple other games I got right that, like, really wouldn't have went the way they went, but, you know, like Green Bay. I just had a feeling Green Bay was not going to have Aaron Rodgers playing. They was going to have Jordan Love, and Detroit was definitely going to get a win. So, like, yeah, Lions beat Packers. I picked the Lions to beat the Packers only because I figured Aaron Rodgers wouldn't play. I picked Jacksonville to beat the Colts because I figured Wentz wouldn't play. I picked the Washington football team to beat the Giants. I don't remember who I picked on Bears and Vikings, but Vikings beat the Bears. Titans beat the Texans, and I think I beat Titans. Pick Titans no matter what. And Titans literally have the number one seed and home field advantage. I picked Steelers over the Ravens, and I figured the Steelers would probably make the playoffs because of it. And Mike Tomlin has done a fabulous coaching job. Mike Tomlin probably should be coach of the year just because the Steelers made the playoffs. And Ravens, they're out in the playoffs. Bengals lost to the Browns. They only lost by 5. I don't know if Burrow's played. I got to check the score on this one. But, I mean, like the box score and whatnot. But Browns won, but they still ain't make the playoffs. 49ers beat the Rams, and 49ers made the playoffs. They clinched a playoff berth. Buccaneers waxed the Panthers. Cardinals lost to the Seahawks. And Arizona's lost 40 last 5, man. Like, they've literally come back down to earth. Like, I don't think Cardinals stand a chance in the playoffs. Dolphins beat the Patriots. And I think I had Dolphins beat the Patriots because I don't know if Mac Jones is going to play or not. And Saints beat Falcons. Definitely had the Saints. Bills beat Jets. I had the Bills. And I had the Raiders beat the Chargers. And Raiders clinched a playoff berth. I mean, amazing job for the Raiders this year. Like, definitely the quarterback Carr should be, like, he should get some MVP votes. Because he's clearly the reason that the Raiders made the playoffs this year. Clearly the reason. Let's pull up the playoff picture. Give me a second. It's loading here. While it's loading, hit that click now, subscribe button. Hit that follow. Hit that like. Hit that comment. Hit that share. All right, AFC. Number 1 seed goes to Titans. Number 2 to the Chiefs. Number 3 to the Bills. Number 4 to the Bengals. And the wild cards are the Raiders, Patriots, and Steelers. I mean, that's going to be a good AFC. And good AFC matchups. And Titans, man, the fact that they still clinched the number 1 without the number 1 running back in the league, Derrick Henry being out like damn near half of the season, is amazing. If he comes back, that's going to be scary. I think I have the Chiefs favored to come out the AFC. And they're playing, let's see. So, Steelers clinched a wild card. Patriots clinched a wild card. Yeah, Raiders clinched a wild card. Now, the only thing is it doesn't show who's playing who. But I got Chiefs winning it all at the AFC. Definitely got Chiefs winning it. Because I guess the Steelers are playing the Chiefs. I guess the Patriots playing the Bills and Raiders and Bengals is what I'm thinking. And of those games, I got Chiefs beating the Steelers, I got Bills beating the Patriots, and I got Bengals beating the Raiders. NFC, Packers clinch number one home field advantage, but Buccaneers is number two, Cowboys is number three, Rams number four, Arizona number five, number six is 49ers, and of course, number seven is Eagles. And they already had a clinch to playoff, even if they lost. So out of this, I got the Packers winning this year. I got the Packers winning the NFC this year. If I have to pick my second runner-up to come out the, I'm saying the Cowboys. This is the Cowboys' best chance to come out the NFC. If the Packers don't come out the NFC, I'm saying it's the Cowboys. And let me speak on the Cowboys a little bit. The game that Dak Prescott had last week, probably the best game of his life. I mean, he threw for five touchdowns, no interceptions. I think he only missed like four or five passes. Ezekiel Elliott ran for like 80-something. They had 150 yards rushing. You know, you throw for five touchdowns and 150 yards rushing, you're more likely going to win every game. And I doubt they're going to do that again, but, you know, Cowboys are looking good right now. They looking good this last week. And this is their best chance to coming out the NFC. I got Packers number one and Cowboys number two coming out the NFC. I think Buccaneers just got lost too much. I think Godwin and AB being out is just really, really not going to bode well. And so Packers got home field advantage, and I guess they got the bye. So I figure we got Bucks versus Eagles. Go Buccaneers. Cowboys versus 49ers. This is scary, though. The 49ers could come in and beat the Cowboys, though. Even though I got Cowboys winning, the 49ers definitely could come in. Rams and Cardinals, I got Rams. And that's that. And let me go over my power picks. Number one, Green Bay Packers, man. Even though they lost last game, I mean, it's still number one for the season for me. Number two, Kansas City Chiefs. Number three, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number four, Dallas Cowboys. And number five, the Rams. That's Paul's power picks. And it's going to be interesting playoffs, very interesting. Let me get to a few topics. First, we get a sports-related one. LeBron trying to get this Wizards announcer fired for saying Kevin Porter Jr. pulled that trigger the right time, like his pops. Apparently, Kevin Porter Jr. was in a game against the Wizards. Kevin Porter Jr. plays for the Houston Rockets, for those that don't know. And for those who don't know who his father is, his father pled guilty to first-degree manslaughter of a 14-year-old girl in 1993. Yeah, this is probably a messed-up comment to say. But, we got to stop this. Like, we got to stop trying to fire every single person on the planet just because they say something you don't like. That's not equality, one bit. Like, for LeBron James to say he's fighting for equality, I can't tell when you're trying to get people fired for just for saying something you don't like. I mean, if he didn't make a racial remark, if he didn't make a defamating remark, if he didn't defame somebody or make a racial remark, or he didn't say a cuss word that can't be said on live TV, then what are we talking about here? We're talking about, once again, people trying to cancel people just because you don't like what they have to say, just because you don't agree with their comments. But this is the thing. Freedom. And once you start trying to fire people just because you don't like what they have to say, then there's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of speech. Then I should be able to crack you over the side of the head with a baseball bat for saying anything I don't like. And we're just going to start firing every single person on the planet just because you don't like what they got to say. You know, once again, man, in society, there is no this that I'm not saying there's no such thing as hate speech in society, but in America, there's no such thing. There's only freedom of speech. And that's it. People are always going to say things that people don't like, that people hate. And just because I say something that you hate doesn't make it hate speech. Just because I say something you like doesn't make it wrong. You know, and all due respect, I mean, this is, it was, you know, it was a slick little comment in saying that Kevin Porter Jr. pulled that trigger at the right time like his pops. But if he didn't, you know, this isn't a firing offense. I'm sorry. This is not a firing offense. If this is a firing offense, then so is NBA players when they faking injuries. Ben Simmons should be kicked out of the NBA, clearly, just because he won't go back to work. You know, like, there's so many different firing offenses. This makes me dislike LeBron more and more and more. Like, I used to be a big LeBron James fan, but I started losing him. I totally lost respect for him when he sat there and act like a cop should watch somebody just stab somebody to death and do nothing about it. Once I saw that view and that take, I realized LeBron James is not the humanitarian that people think he is, that he claims to be. He doesn't care about all people. He only cares about some people. And that's not a humanitarian. A humanitarian is not a person who only cares about some people. A humanitarian is a person who cares about all people. Like, that's the thing. I don't hate nobody from any race. I don't have a problem with Islamic people. I don't hate Islamic people just because of 9/11. Because I know that all Islamic people aren't terrorists. I know that the ones that are terrorists are taking the word of Islam and twisting it up for their own benefits. Just like Christians do. Just like Christians and preachers do. They twist the words up for their own benefits. But I know all people are not like that. Just like all people that believe in Christianity aren't hypocrites. Some of them, like my sister and my brother-in-law, actually do follow the Bible 100% pretty much. They pretty much everything in the Bible, they're raising their kids that way. They're, you know, my sister doesn't smoke, drink. She's not, you know, cussing people out and attacking people. She's not doing nothing harmful to violent to people. She's not hating on people for no apparent reason or nothing. She's a straight up Christian, her and her husband. And even though I don't believe in Christianity, I don't knock it when it makes you a better person. Because to me, that's what Christianity and religion is supposed to be. It's supposed to be just, you know, like morals and values that you're supposed to apply to your life, you know. But yeah, I don't hate people just because for no apparent reason. I don't hate Hispanics. I actually got a lot of respect for Hispanics. Because they're hard workers, and I respect the hardworking man. I don't hate Asians, you know. Even though I do know, like, I will not be naive to think that China is not our enemy. But I don't hate all Chinese. I don't hate all Asians. My brother-in-law is Philippines. I don't hate Philippines people. I don't hate Russians. I don't hate no people. I don't hate groups of people. I hate individuals or dislike individuals. I never in my life have I said I hate a group of people. Never in my life will I hate a whole group of people. I mean, unless you want to count hypocrites as a group of people, but hypocrites come in all colors, shapes, and sizes. All colors, creeds, shapes, and sizes. There's white hypocrites, black hypocrites, there's Asian hypocrites, there's Latin hypocrites, Hispanic hypocrites, Russian hypocrites. Hypocrites come in all cultures, race, shapes, and sizes. So unless you want to say hypocrites is a group, then yeah, I guess I say I hate hypocrites. I would never like hypocrites. Hypocrites are not allowed in my life. They go against everything that I believe, and they have no place in my life. Hypocrites have no place in life, period, because they live off of double standards. They're hypocrites, you know? So, yeah, LeBron trying to get people fired, it just goes to show you that LeBron harbors a lot of hate in his heart. He harbors a lot of hate. He's not the humanitarian that people think says he is. This is not a firing offense. If we're going to fire people for this, then we need to start firing people in the workforce every single day for just calling in sick. And, you know, if you're just leaning when you're not cleaning, you need to be fired. Need to be fired. If you're calling in sick, need to be fired. I mean, because this is not a firing offense just because he made this slick little comment. You know what I'm saying? Like, what that's the thing, man. Like, we're going to fire people for freedom of speech and it's not racist or they're not cussing. Stop it, man. Like, people need to be fired for no apparent reason, apparently. What other topics we got? I got a couple more topics. AOC test positive after being vaccine boosted. Why am I talking about this? Because AOC is the one that got on camera and sat there and blamed all the unvaccinated people and all the maskless people for why we had to have a shutdowns in the first place. But her hypocritical ass is running to Florida. Why is she running to Florida? Because, oh, she can't party maskless in New York in her own district. So she's got to run to Florida like a freaking hypocrite and party maskless with drag queens. And now she's got COVID. And it really, to me, like, it's not, it wouldn't be that big a deal if she wasn't a hypocrite. If she wasn't a hypocrite and lived off these double standards, and it wouldn't be a big deal. It really wouldn't be a big deal. But it's only a big deal because she's a hypocrite. She lives on double standards. Not to mention, I mean, I still say she's a racist and she's dating a white supremacist. And that doesn't really, like, her boyfriend looks like a freaking white supremacist, you know, according to her. According to what white supremacy is to her and according to systematic racism, you know, in America, like, the fact that she's dating a guy that looks more like a white supremacist than any white supremacist I've ever seen, it's such a hypocritical stance. But, yeah, she's such a hypocrite, double standards. It wouldn't be a big deal that she got COVID while being vaxxed and boosted, because guess what? People that are vaxxed and boosted are still spreading COVID, are still getting COVID just as much as the unvaccinated. That's facts. You know, they sat there and tried, the CDC tried to get on camera and say, once you get vaccinated, COVID stops with you. No, it doesn't. Because now they've changed the definition of what a vaccine is. And that's what they do with society. They always change the goalpost, you know. Like, they change the definition. Now a vaccine isn't something that, makes you immune to the virus. It just protects you. They always do that. They move the goalposts. You know, they change the definition of these things so they fit their views and their agenda and whatnot. That's all they ever do. Change the goalpost, you know? Like, when they change the definition of gain of function research. That's all they do. They change the definition to try to, you know, fit their cover up, their agendas, just so they don't get in trouble, cover their asses. They just change the definition of it. Move the goalpost, you know, and whatnot. We'll get to this last topic. And this one last topic is actually a rumor. But I think it's important to talk about this. Because if it does happen, I want to explain to you why this is happening. So rumor is Joy Reid is to lose her show on MSNBC in spring, which I'll be celebrating. I'll be popping this bottle of Dizzle if that happens, if that's not just a rumor. And why is this important? I mean, why the hell would Joy Reid even remotely think that her ratings would be going up when these news channels like MSNBC and CNN, they're spreading lies and false narratives every single day. They're spreading hypocrisies and double standards every single day. Like the one when they were sitting there comparing January 6th to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. but they won't, you know, let you know about bombings that took place in the Capitol before, that Democrats that commuted the sentence for people that bombed the Capitol, people that waged real assaults with weapons, with actual weapons, you know. So, yeah, why would they think ratings would be going up when you're spewing lies every day, false narratives, hypocrisies, and double standards? Like, I talk about them on this podcast, like, every single week, every other day, sometimes back-to-back days, I talk about these hypocritical stances and double standards that they take, you know, over and over again. Like, I just talked about AOC's hypocritical stance of blaming unvaccinated and maskless people for the shutdown period, but you run to Florida so you can party on maskless because you can't do it in New York. That's what's called a hypocrite, you know, and Joy Reid is a hypocrite. Like, Joy Reid was sitting there calling, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist and claiming it wasn't self-defense. You know, anybody that still saying that Kyle Rittenhouse was not self-defense, you don't even know what self-defense is. You have no clue of what self-defense is. You shouldn't even be commenting on what self-defense is, because apparently you have not a rat's ass idea of what self-defense is. If somebody is clearly pointing a gun at you, I don't care if you know if it's loaded or not. If somebody clearly points a gun at you and you pull the trigger first, it is self-defense. Anybody who thinks you're supposed to sit there and wait a few minutes to see if somebody's going to pull the trigger is the biggest moron on the planet. You got to be the biggest idiot on the freaking planet. You have to be, like, freaking clinically retarded to think that you're supposed to just sit there and wait to see if somebody's supposed to gonna pull the trigger or not when they're pointing a gun at you. Clearly, that has been a person who's never had a gun pointed at them. And clearly, once you have a gun pointed at you, like I have had a gun put to my gut before, you clearly will have a different outlook on people pointing guns at people, whether it's self-defense or not. So are you supposed to pray to God that God's going to actually put a message in their ear to don't shoot you? Stop it with that fairy tales, imaginary made up bullshit. No such thing. So, yeah, Joy Reid, I don't know why if she even thinks her ratings should have gone up, she's dumber than a bag of bricks. Ratings on TV shows don't go up when you tell lies every single day or you spew false narratives, hypocritical stances, and double standards every single day. Lies after lies after lies, false narrative after false narrative after false narrative, double standard after double standard just get you exposed for who you are, a hypocrite. And guess what? I don't think anybody in this world likes a hypocrite. I don't think nobody on the planet likes a hypocrite. I don't know that hypocrites even like hypocrites. I really don't know that hypocrites even like hypocrites, you know? But, yeah, the double standard Dems. Do it again. So if Joy Reid does lose her show in the spring, I mean, I'll be popping some dizzle. I'll be probably invite people over for a cookout and letting them know what we celebrate now. And if that happens in the springtime, shit, y'all talking about making an anniversary out of January 6th. We need to make an anniversary out of that. Out of that. And whatnot. All right. Well, once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. My name is Paul Pickett. This is Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Don't forget the video version. It goes to YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Instagram, TV. Hit the like, follow, subscribe on those platforms. Also, hit the reshare, comment. Any engagement is appreciated, whether it's good or bad. No such thing as All engagement is good engagement. Whether you're hating, trying to cancel me, whatever, all engagement is good engagement when it comes to social media. Don't forget the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Also, don't forget, my podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you do online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, or your service, please check out promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover like I am, if you're a cat lover, animal rights activist, you like t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts with dogs and cats on them, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. And last but not least, for Shizzle, I got to shout out dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle brand, just add ice, dizzle on ice. Step into the future, do your dizzle. You can also order online. We got online order links. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, and much more. That's Dizzle Brand. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.